Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe it's good and maybe it's bad. Maybe it would have been better if there had been a couple of churches in Aliquippa rather than just one.
Why?
Well, because I don't like great big parishes. I think that it's better to have a smaller parish.
What about St. Joseph's in West Aliquippa?
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. I never knew anything about West Aliquippa.
Mm-hmm.
I never went there. And I never, I don't know anything about that.
Did the ethnic groups do anything in church that was their own, like have their own celebration, or was there a certain mass that was the Italian?
The Italians always celebrated. They celebrate St. Rocco. And they would always have fireworks. And now, I don't know how far back that procession. I don't remember as a little kid whether they were doing it then. They might have, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't have been aware of it.
Was there any other, even for example, the Sunday masses, was there a certain one that the Polish people went to?
Not that I know of. Except there would be maybe some on certain feast days they would celebrate a certain, but mostly I think it's Italian, the Italian group that would celebrate more than the other. I think that the different ethnic groups, I guess that gives a certain life to a parish. I mean, not all everybody being the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. But I do think maybe the parish got too big.
What about in school? Did the children have any separation because of their ethnic background?
Not that I'm aware of. We were all just... No. Not that I... Of course, we never had any blacks.
At St. Titus School?
Mm-hmm. Never... We didn't have any blacks in parish that I know of when I was little. Even though they lived right above in Valentine Level. I think there's some blacks now on St. Titus Parish, but I don't think they're very many that belong to the parish. I think there's some more that come to the school.
That are not Catholic?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, but I'm not quite sure. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know about St. Titus enrollment now.
What about the blacks in, was there any kind of a curfew on Plan 12 about blacks not being there at night?
Well, see, I wasn't aware when I was a child. But since then, I have learned that they weren't allowed to live there.
You weren't conscious of that?
No, I wasn't really conscious of it. I guess I never stopped to wonder why doesn't anybody live there. But I've heard people say that there was a certain time after which they weren't allowed to be, you know, that there was a curfew. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. There must have been. But I wasn't aware of it.
I wonder, in the mill, if the ethnic groups, like you said, a church, they're pretty much together,
mm-hmm.
and they all belong to the one parish. I wonder if there were separations among them in the mill.
No, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Did the sisters?
I know this about. We had a. When I was little, there was a black nurse. You know, there used to be the Metropolitan Insurance. They used to have a nurse. I don't know. I really don't understand all of that, but I can remember that nurse coming to the house. I can remember her. I had this little thing here. I can remember her looking at it. She didn't tell me, but it was really a chicken pox. It was the start of chicken pox. But I can remember that nurse coming to the house sometime. I don't know why.
Did the sisters seem to have much contact with the adults in the area? I mean, with people other than just about their children and about school?
Well, I don't think that we did anywhere in those days, did we? We mostly stayed in the convent.
I get people say different things, so I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, maybe they did. I didn't have any contact with them. They lived way down on Franklin Avenue, and we lived up on Hollywood. And, you know, I don't know if they mixed it. But I know it, we would have all run to the window, I'm sure, if we would have seen a sister in the habit walking down the stairs.
What about the priests? Did they visit people's homes?
In my childhood, I never remember them visiting my home. Since that time, I think they have, if you ask them, they come to bless your home or something like that. But it's not like Father Farina, who goes around to everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember ever coming.
Do you think people looked on the sisters or the priest as leaders in any way?
I'm sure, I know in my family, if sister said it, that was law. I mean, but that was the respect that my family had for sisters, and that the religious, they said it was right. As far as the priest is concerned, and my father wasn't a real religious person. My mother is very religious. And my mother's Irish background, you respect the call. You don't ever contradict the priest or just tell him that there's anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the way they were raised.
You said that your father...
One time I remember my mother, but she would never do anything about it that was, you know, she would never make it public or anything or debate it. But I remember she was upset because the ladies, like my mother, used to go down to the convent and clean the convent before the sisters came. And the ladies would collect money to try to buy things for the sisters. That convent was a raunchy convent in the old days. They had a dining room down the cell.
Mm-hmm.
It was really awful. Ugly, yeah. And I remember my mother being very, very upset because the sisters bought, or the ladies, I guess it was the Christian mothers or somebody, collected money for the sisters to get a refrigerator. And father's owner gave them his old one. He got them anyway. And I remember my mother was upset about that.
As it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's another little insight into father's honor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think his niece ran a lot of the parish because she was his housekeeper for years.
Now that wasn't that Miss O'Neill, was it?
No, no. She was the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
She probably ran the parish.
What about the political offices? Can you remember people that seem to be occupied that way?
No, I'm sorry. I don't remember anything from my childhood. I really don't.
After all you told me, now you're saying you don't.
Well, I mean about political offices or anything like that.
Okay, I don't have any more specific questions. Do you have anything else you'd like to comment on about Alfred during
the 1930s? Okay, something big that stands out in my memory is our library. We had a good library. D.F. Jones, and that was probably because of the mill and Mr. Jones.
Jones and Laughlin.
Jones and Laughlin, right. And I remember making a lot of use of the library. It was sort of like a high spot in my life. I don't know what else, what the other kinds of things, you know, that stand out.
Okay, that's good.